Today, Quiet Enum, February 14th, and a happy Valentine's Day to each and every one of you. Will you be my Valentine? This is really wonderful. We've just enjoyed fantastic Mahashivaratri Puja that lasted till past midnight. All initiated devotees in good standing in Saivasadana Church were invited. It was a wonderful close group of inner people who have been on the path for many, many years. Today we're going to talk about fear. Have you ever been afraid? There are two kinds of fear, you know. A good kind and a not so good kind. Standing on top of a tall building, looking down at the traffic below, you do have a certain trepidation if you get too close to the edge. That's the good kind of fear. And our scriptures tell us it's wise to fear that which should be feared. But there's another kind of fear. It's not such a good kind of fear. It tears down the self-image of the individual who indulges in the kind of thinking that creating concepts, what if my house would burn down? What if I had an automobile accident today? What if? Innumerable various fears. It may never happen, but we know what we think about the most manifests eventually. Now, those kinds of fears can be wiped away through positive thinking. If you catch yourself what ifing, then just stop and think positively. Say positive affirmation. I'm protected by the divinity within me and the divinity around me. Nothing can hurt and touch me. Think positively, and the negative fear will vanish. We had a question from Toronto. Greetings to Toronto, Canada, about the immensity of the universe. It's only our minds that conceive the universe as being immense. For all that we know, it might be very, very small. For all that we know, it may go on forever and ever and ever. But what we do know, in our limited concept, according to the Vedas, that it is an absolute perfect universe. Everything working 100% in sync with everything else. Sit by a river. Observe the stars, the sunrise, the moon, all the planets, the river, the trees around you. And you'll see that there's nothing wrong in the universe. It's a perfect universe. And what the Vedas tell us is that we are a part of ecology. The Vedas don't tell us that human beings have to dominate nature and eat all the animals, birds and fish, as some of the other religions believe that they should. The Vedas do not tell us that we are not a part of ecology, that we're on the outside looking in. The Vedas explain that we are an intricate part of this wonderful universe, and even more so of this beautiful planet of ours. We hope that that shed a little light on your question from Toronto. And thank you very, very much for sending it on email to us. We want to wish you well in your life. Om Namah Shivaya.